Hello, and welcome to my show of a podcast. I'm your host, Natasha, and tonight we're talking about the death penalty. Our first question of the night is what it is and why it's important. Well, the death penalty is a form of punishment for criminals who have committed serious or heinous acts that are to be executed in different sentences, some being crucifixion, drowning, burning alive, impalement, beating to death, stoning, electric chair, lethal injection, death by firing squad, hanging, and lethal gas, the last five being the most common nowadays. The death penalty is important because for some it helps honor the victims that were lost and bring comfort to grieving families that want justice. An eye for an eye, like they say. There's also much debate on whether or not it's right to execute someone and whether it's cheaper to execute or leave someone in prison for life. All of these things factor into people's opinions, which leads us to my next question. What impact has the death penalty made on society? The death penalty has brought up three big topics that are discussed about: morality, constitutionality, and the cost of death penalty versus life in prison. With morality, proponents say that the most heinous criminals are the ones on death row. They deserve what's coming to them. The crimes are too awful to let them live. And the fact that they breathe and live while their victims lay dead. Most killers are psychopaths, so they find enjoyment in what they've done, and they shouldn't feel that enjoyment while families grieve. Opponents say that it takes a toll on those involved in carrying out an execution. A superintendent officer from Oregon stated how life is either hallowed or it isn't, and we as humans shouldn't play God with other people's lives like that, no matter how awful they are. When it comes to constitutionality, proponents say that most criminals being sentenced to death try using the Eighth Amendment to protect them, but since the death penalty is legal and the act they committed were awful, it doesn't help, and it's not like their Fifth Amendment right was violated. They got a fair jury and judge, and that jury sentenced them to death. Opponents rebuttal with, quote, "the struggles that America and the courts have been trying to heal the death penalty, but it has failed," end quote. It's very unreliable, very long delays that undermine the purpose of the death penalty, and supposedly most states have abandoned the use of it. Which, in proponents' defense, it's not that they have abandoned it, but the crimes that are considered for execution are far less now than they were before. Now, the cost of death sentence versus life in prison is the most interesting. Many proponents say that it's cheaper to execute someone. You don't have to worry about overcrowded cells, feeding them, both physically and mentally, and the world rids themselves of a crazy person. But opponents say that it isn't just reduced costs in prison. They shouldn't be going to prison at all if they are sentenced to death, but they do, because of the many appeals that they go through. And it also takes time for the justice system to find juries, investigate information on the case, cost of each and every lawyer present, and it's a lot. And the criminal just sits in jail for years waiting for something to happen, or not. Now all of this takes me to my opinion, which is, what do I think about the death penalty? And I think the death penalty is definitely something important in America. Some people don't deserve to live, especially after committing something so awful. I wish the length and the cost of the death penalty wasn't as expensive, because it is definitely a misinterpretation that death penalty is cheaper when it really isn't. Death penalty cases actually end up having two juries, one that determines whether they're guilty or not, and then the other one determining whether or not they deserve to be sentenced to death. And that's just extra time. So it does end up being very expensive and impacts lots and lots of people in the process. But if it was cheaper and maybe people that were sentenced to death were just like sentenced to death right away within like the next month or so, it would make more sense. But since it isn't, it's really hard for it to be a valuable asset in the justice system. And that kind of defeats the purpose of why it is a death penalty. But I do strongly believe that if you committed such a crime, like killing lots of women and hurting them, you deserve to be killed. Why should you live when all of the other people that you've murdered don't? Anyway, thank you for listening.